the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome, fellow seekers of the kingdom of God, welcome. We would love to embrace that truth, that it's first all about you, not about us. It's not always the truth, but that's what we aspire towards, first about you. Welcome as you join in this time of worship here today. I'm Robin Jacobson, you're joining us at St. Stephen's United Church in beautiful Qualicum Beach, where we meet on the unceded territories of the Qualicum First Nation. Good to be here. We make that land acknowledgement each week, and it's a reminder that we are grateful for the stewardship of this land that's happened over the millennia, and our commitment to be working towards further stewardship of this land, as well as the reconciliation with all the people of this land, including the indigenous settlers, all of us together. We come together now in the name of Jesus Christ to worship. We light the Christ candle. As a symbol of our acknowledgement that there is nowhere that we can go where Christ already isn't there. We would know that. We would acknowledge that. And along with that, we would acknowledge what is a hallmark of Christ's presence, and that's a peace that passes all understanding. So now may the peace of Christ be with you. I invite Fiona to come and lead us in a call to worship and an opening prayer.
Friends, get your boots on, get your gloves out, grab your shovel. It's time to go digging for treasure. Come with us to discover the gems God has hidden in each of us and in each other. Some are close to the surface, others are buried very deep. Come, seek and find the great blessings of God. Would you pray with me? How can it be, O great joy of our hearts, that you would choose us to be your treasure, that you would use us to help grow your kingdom? Help us today, we pray, to discover the treasure within and how you would have us share your goodness in our families, our communities, and the world. Forgive us when we keep the gifts you have given us for the building of your kingdom hidden away through fear, ego, or apathy. Fill us with courage and the joy of your divine presence as we step forward in faith. We pray these things in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray for it, that the kingdom of God may come on earth as it is in heaven. We do that regularly. We pray for it. But what does it mean? You know, Jesus doesn't tell us, not explicitly, not with any absolutely objective clarity. No. Instead, what he does give to us are these wonderfully provocative images, allegories, similes, things that he would expect us to take and not to just receive literally at a kind of two-dimensional literal level, but to chew on, to go to work on. And as we chew those images and as we work at those images, there's a truth, there's a wisdom that is released. There's an understanding that we are given to glean. That's what today's reading is all. From glean. That's what today's reading is all about. Jesus giving the disciples that kind of imagery to work with. We're going to be hearing the reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, and some selected verses, 31 through to verse 33, and then 44 and 45. May God open our hearts and our eyes and our ears to hear God's word from within the word.
Reading from the New International Version of the Bible, Matthew 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 46. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it was the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in the branches. The kingdom of heaven is like the treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great price, he went and sold all he had and bought it. This is the word of God.
Let's begin by stating as clearly as we possibly can that the discovered treasure and the pearl of great price represent not some external prize that we are meant to spend a whole life searching for out there, as the discovery of the divine life which in Christ has already been planted in us. Awakening, discovery of what is here. They're not ever meant to be understood as stories, parables about us acquiring anything that's external to us, as it is about our awakening to something which is deeply intrinsic. God's breath within our DNA, at a cellular level. Right here, right now, always been ours, it's here. And the selling all that Jesus talks about in this parable has got very little to do about some kind of extravagant sacrifice that we have to make for its own sake, as about the simple letting go of all the stuff that stops our awareness of what already is. It's about liberation. It's not about sacrifice. Letting that stuff go so that our truest self in Jesus Christ may come to shine. Beautiful, good news stuff. The treasure is here. And so the treasure is not out there, it is in here, it is found in the field that we already inhabit. The pearl is our deepest identity. The pearl is our in Christ identity that we stumble across, that we discover. And so our letting go of everything has got almost nothing to do with loss. It's got virtually everything to do with liberation, set free. Remember, and if the Son sets you free, John 10, verse 10, you are free indeed, being set free to be who we already are. All the necessary shedding of ego, illusion, fear, let go. Free to be all of who God has always intended us to be. Folks, there's beautiful good news in this message. Especially we notice how in both those cases, it's palpable, the sense of absolute joy that the seeker has on discovering this thing. There's no sense of grunge and regret and sadness that now they're going to have to go and sacrifice and sell stuff in order. They're just so liberated, the delight. Our awakening is not ever about grim duty, as about ecstatic discovery, the wonder, the joy. You know who I am? You know who I'm discovering I'm to be? The parable is about our being given to see rightly, to see clearly. It's about our awakening to the beauty which is already here. The treasure isn't something rare. It's a discovery of something which has been hidden all along in plain sight. We see it, we know it. This participation of us in the kingdom of God, our becoming involved in the kingdom of God that we pray for, is not about us getting a reward one day when we die. It's about our discovery of what has always already been right here now. I guess what we're talking about is a shift in consciousness. It's awakening up of our minds, of our hearts. It's a shift in consciousness. Our coming to be able to see another image with the eye of the heart, the third eye. Somehow there's the Buddhists speak about enlightenment of what already is. This is what Jesus' business is all about. We are being given to see that the treasure is already here, right here. Not something we have to chase after, something that we have to awaken up to. Something that is here that we get. The field that the fellow was scratching in. Again, that's not some kind of mission field out there. This is the stuff of our ordinary lives. Yeah, our ordinary lives, our annoying, irritating, routine, boring, just the life that we are given to have. This is the field that as we begin to scratch through and look through and dwell into, that's where we get the discoveries. It's right here. Not some specially holy place like a monastery that we have to go up to or some external anything, mountaintop. The everyday, gritty, and at times grubby soil of our daily living. And that pearl, oh, that's our deepest, deepest identity, undergirding everything. It's the divine image that has been sown into us as we are imago Dei, made in the image of God. The original blessing. It's the awakening of the heart, the awakened heart, who I already am. Let me say this one more time. The selling oil is not some hard sacrificial thing that we have to go and get stuck into. It's a liberation of what we can let go of in order to discover who we are. I think Richard Rohr, I'm putting words into his mouth now, but he speaks about it feeling like an absolute falling upwards into a realization of an identity that was always there, a Christ-given identity that was always there. Such good news. This is what repentance and coming to follow Jesus, those words, that's what these words actually mean. The way of Jesus Christ. That's what it means. That's what it is. And there's nothing new here in what I'm saying. Jesus says this over and over and over in the scriptures, all the way through the scriptures. We hear it again and again and again. He speaks about the kingdom is hidden in the soil of your own life. The treasure is not something new, it is something recognized. It's something at last recognized and owned, our truest self, our originally blessed self, our awakened heart. So, as we come to discover all of that, this God-given, this Christ-revealed, this Holy Spirit-sealed treasure, as we discover that, what are our options? What do we do with it? What can we do with it? Well, we can try hoarding it. We can see it and we can get really excited about it and we can go and hide it, lock it away, bury it to keep it safe. I mean, that's what the dude did with the parable of the talents. Oh, I just stuck it in the ground. Here it is, just as I discovered it. We can try hoarding it. I'm not sure that's the wisest thing to do with it, although that is kind of what we so often do want to do. Or we can try owning it Oh, we can see the value and say, this is precious. This is so precious. We can't use this for everyday use. Oh, no. This is like a fine crockery set that we have, and we set it aside for special use and bring it out maybe once a year. We can treasure it. We can put it up on a pedestal. Hey, we can even worship it on a pedestal up there, somewhere where it's out of harm's way, somewhere where it won't get damaged, where it won't get chipped, where it won't get messed with by too much thinking. Just put security glass around it and keep it precious. Or we could put it to work. We could use it. We could allow having this beautiful treasure that we've discovered get knocked about a bit, get chipped a little bit as we actually let God's grace come and flow into us, into our awareness, and then go out and risk and get it a bit cracked and chipped and morphed by other influences that come onto it. This, think of the story of the person that was given to house sit for somebody, and they discovered in the kind of laundry cupboard, right at the bottom, hidden under all sorts of towels and things, this beautiful crystal vase. And so they took it out and they filled it with water and they cut flowers into it and they put it into a special place in the front room at the window where the sunlight came in, and it threw all sorts of beautiful prism patterns all the way around the room. And when the owner came back, they said, "What are you doing? That's a precious vase. Put it back in the cupboard where it can be kept safe." And the person was saying, "No, it's too beautiful to be kept hidden. We've got to put it out there." The gospel of who I am and who Christ has made me to be, put it to work. Will it get damaged? You bet. Will it get scratched? Oh, yeah. But the glory that will shine through those cracks as we come to risk living into who we actually are discovering ourselves to be is wonderful. So where does all this leave us? What is the treasure which I have already buried? It's already there, buried in the field of my life. I'm not speaking about the treasure that I wish I had. I'm not speaking about the treasure that I think I need to work hard in order to achieve, one day to appear. The treasure already here, reflecting something of the divine life already in Christ, which is within me. Where do I sense some of that shimmering presence already at work in my life? It may not be associated with anything that I think is religious. Maybe it's in the delight of my grandchild. Earl this week published, I think it was on Facebook somewhere, an image of his little grandson with a butterfly on his hand. And he was saying that the butterfly won't fly away. And that's stopping him from getting to his breakfast, but he doesn't want to chase the butterfly away either. And the interaction between Earl and the grandson is just dripping in Jesus' stuff. You can't put it into words. The wonder, the beauty of holiness that just keeps popping up all around us in our lives. Where are we missing it? Allowing that treasure to come to the surface. Fee was talking about that. Get your boots on. Get the shovels going. Bring that stuff to the surface. Allow it out. Fall away from all the stuff that's keeping you away from that discovery. Fall upwards into those realizations. What false self-illusions am I clinging on to? What ego stories, fears, illusions convince me that I still need to earn it? That I still need to earn what is already mine? Oh, let those things go. We call that stuff sin. Let it go. Discover who you are. Selling it all mustn't feel like a big sacrifice. It must feel like a liberation as we come back to owning who we are. And where am I tempted to want to hide that treasure again? As I glimpse it, where do I want to stick it away, keep it safe? I think that's my problem with the word conservative. Folks, I'm not conservative. I don't know if I'm liberal or whatever else the opposites are, but I'm not conservative. Conservative people, all about conserving what they have, keeping it tight. Stop it from morphing. Stop it from evolving. Stop it from growing. Where am I taking the gospel that is revealed in Jesus Christ within me and within this world and trying to conserve it? Keep it safe. Wrap it in a towel. Put it in the laundry cupboard. As opposed to putting it out there, let it go. Let it work. Let Holy Spirit breath blow through me and through my understanding of who this Jesus Christ is. Watch the light shine. Watch the beauty. Where do I try to conserve the kingdom of God as opposed to participating in the kingdom of God? Make me a channel of your peace as opposed to a hoarder or a keeper of your peace. What would it mean to put the treasure that I've been given to work in my daily rhythms, in my relationships, in my communities? What small act of risky courage am I drawn towards to release that sense of wonderful presence into the world? What act of creativity, of truth-telling, would allow the Christ already within me to shine? I love the word respect, to look with respect. Respect means re again, spect, look. Spectacles, spect. Respect, respect, look again. Look again at who I am and what I have, that we may be given the eyes to see the treasure that's here, empowered to live the treasure that we've been given in Christ. Spacious love, spacious, inclusive, empowering, compassionate grace, justice, compassion, mercy. This is the stuff of heaven. What ordinary field in my life needs another look? Because the treasure's there. And finally, what joy am I missing as I allow that stuff to go? What joy is God inviting me into? The man in the parable sells everything in his joy. Where is joy trying to break through into my life? He's wanting me to let go and allow that to flow. Where might awakening feel less like duty and more like absolute delight? This week, here's a challenge. Why don't you choose one ordinary moment? Washing the dishes, walking the dog, speaking to a neighbor. Choose one ordinary moment, sitting in traffic, making your coffee, and ask, aspect of holy treasure is here in this action that I'm missing because I'm so distracted and allowing my mind to go in all directions. Then wait. Look again at that action. Respect that action. Dig deeper into that action and watch what is released. See the eye with the eye of the heart. Oh, and be very blessed. Fellow treasure discoverers, pearls discoverers, be very blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And be the center, be my source, be my life, Jesus. And Jesus, be the center, be my hope, be my song, Jesus. Be the fire,
that I live in Jesus, in Jesus.
Good morning. Let us pray. Loving God, we are deeply thankful for the wonderful acceptance that you offer us through your love. A deep sense of peace and reassurance that are part of it. Nature can offer us this precious commodity. This past week, I visited the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center, and within the acreage there is a secret garden. Going from busy chatter to sudden quiet, except for the occasional call of birds. Luscious green plants were part of it, and I could have stayed for hours. Knowing that there was a chattering throng of folk walking past this place, I felt instantly that this was a wonderful place to connect with God. My prayer is that we all seek our own secret garden, wherever that may be, in order to connect with you. What a blessing that we live in a beautiful area where that is possible. We pray for all folk who are overwhelmed by life and are deeply fatigued with little energy to even make decisions, that they be given the inexplicable energy that you alone offer. We pray that you pour your utmost comfort onto them and through to them. Help each of us to meet their need of a listening ear that is compassionate and without judgment. We pray that all Christian churches recognize and respond equally to service, activism, and prayer. That we open our hearts to that unity that we may nourish and powerfully implement your love to all and through all as your kingdom here. We pray for our whole world, that it may stabilize out economically, climate-wise, and a return to peace in all areas. We pray that those countries which are centered on power and greed be defanged in a way that gives us rest. We pray also that we take courage in hand to protest publicly and strongly those practices which are distressing for the victims and those feeling helpless. May we display as a community your kingdom on earth. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So, we who have glimpsed that treasure, we who have a sense of that beautiful pearl in our own lives, owning what we have been given, owning who we are, so we are freed to go and bless others. Go and be that blessing. Help others to discover that treasure within them. God has put it there from before they were born. Many don't know that. Find creative ways of bringing that to bear into their awareness and into their lives. That's the blessing that we are called to be. Go be that blessing. And as you do so, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you today and always. Amen.